from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The incoming cabinet in the Netherlands and Antilles warns it'll abandon negotiations with the IMF. Teachers in Britain want compensation given to countries whose professionals are poached, and why some growers are hesitant to endorse the region's organic farming initiative. I'm Rosie Hayes, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Officials involved in talks to form a new central government for the Netherlands and Antilles say the incoming cabinet is likely to abandon the six-year-old negotiations with the International Monetary Fund. The Hague has insisted that the Five Island Federation reach an agreement with the IMF before it grants the central government a $100 million economic aid package. But the incoming parliamentarians, most of them Labour Party members from Curaçao, say Holland is obliged to provide it to the Dutch Antilles. They say they won't accept the IMF as a buffer between the two kingdom partners. It's a development Neil Nunez is watching closely.
I'm sure that the coming cabinet won't deal with the IMF in the way they are dealing with now. As a condition of Holland to give money, we won't accept that.
That's Senator Errol Kova, leader of Curaçao's Popular Crusade Labour Party, which, along with the Frente Obrero Labour Party from Curaçao, will be occupying seven seats in the new cabinet. And this statement from Senator Errol Kova echoes similar sentiments